Hallelujah, 各位亲爱的朋友，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to our dear family and friends.
非常欢迎大家晚上能够再一次来到会堂来参加今天晚上福音的聚会。
Once again, we welcome you for joining us in tonight's evangelical service.
前几天晚上我们已经有证明这个世界上有一位神。
So previous three nights, we proved to you that there is a God in the world.
这位神就是耶稣基督。
So this God is Lord Jesus Christ.
他要我们到他这里来。
He wants us to come unto him.
来这边可以得到生命。
To come to him so we can receive life.
昨天晚上我们也证明耶稣是真的。
So last night we proved to you that the Jesus is real.
他不是一个童话故事。
He's not just a story.
他是一个曾经发生过的一个事实。
He was a fact that really took place.
所以根据我们的证明，我们可以知道说，真的这份信仰是真的，是我们可以来相信的。
So according to the proofs, we know that this faith, this belief is something that we can trust.
不过问题是是不是所有的教会都可以得救？
And so the question is, can we receive salvation from all the churches?
因为我曾经跟一个年轻在大学里面教书的一个年轻人谈过道理。
So once again, there was one time that I spoke about the truth to a college student.
我跟他谈道的原因是因为他的父亲希望他可以来信耶稣。
The reason I was talking to him about the truth was because his father wanted him to come and believe.
那是他爸爸在去世前跟我交代的事情。
And that was something that his father told me before he passed away.
所以我一定要把它完成。
And so I had to complete it.
所以我就去找他。
So I went to look for him.
当然我跟他谈了很多。
So I talked to him about a lot of things.
他相信耶稣就是真神。
He believed Jesus is the true God.
他也相信唯有信耶稣他还可以得到永生。
He also believes that only when he believes in Jesus he can receive salvation.
不过他不只是听我说，他自己也找了很多的资料。
Not only did he listen to me, he also looked for a lot of materials.
他后来就问了一句话。
So at the end, he asked me a question.
传道，现在我知道耶稣是真的了。
He says, Pastor, I know now that Jesus is real.
不过难道一定要来真耶稣教会才可以得救吗？
But must I come to True Jesus Church in order to be saved?
我看很多人这样讲，说真耶稣教会很骄傲。
I've heard a lot of people say that True Jesus Church is very arrogant.
因为只有他们是真的，别人都是假的。
Because I think only they are real, everyone else is false.
我可以跟他说了。
So this is what I told him.
我们先不要谈真耶稣教会是不是唯一得救的教会。
Let us put aside the question whether True Jesus Church is the only church to be saved.
重要是真耶稣教会之所以称为真耶稣教会，并不是说我们是真的，别人是假的啦。
We're called True Jesus Church not because we are true and everyone else is false.
我们是说我们是在传真神耶稣的教会。
And the reason we're called that is because we're preaching the gospel of one true God.
我们在传耶稣是真的。
We are preaching that Jesus is real.
这位神是真的。
And that this God is real.
其实我们教会以前不是叫真耶稣教会，以前我们叫做万国更正教会。
Our church originally was not called the True Jesus Church.
那为什么要叫万国更正教会？
So why were we called a different name before?
我们希望说大家能够回归圣经。
It's because we hope that everyone can return to the Bible.
因为圣经上告诉我们只有一位神。
Because the Bible tells us that there is only one God.
只有一种信仰。
There's only one faith.
只有一种洗礼。
And one baptism.
既然只有一种。
Since there is only one.
就不是所有都是对的了。
And that means that not everything is right.
很多人说只要相信耶稣就好了。
So a lot of people say that it's good enough just to believe in Jesus.
不一定要去哪一间教会。
It doesn't matter what church you go to.
表面上听起来是很有道理。
It seems that it makes sense.
都是信耶稣的嘛。
Because we all believe in Jesus.
干嘛一定要分哪一间教会呢？
Why are we separating ourselves?
对啊，一开始神设立教会的时候只有一间使徒教会啊。
When Jesus established a church, there was only one apostolic church.
那时候福音传到北非，传到今天的南欧这一带，还有包括这个土耳其一带，虽然很多教会都只有一种教会。
At the time, the gospel spread to the northern Africa, the southern European area and Turkey, but there's only one church.
你不管到哪一间教会都是一样的。
So no matter which church you go to, the gospel's the same.
可是你会发现今天不一样啦。
But you'll find that today is different.
因为大家所讲的不太一样。
Because everyone's talking about different things.
所以你不知道到底谁讲的是对是错。
And so you don't know who's right, who's wrong.
难道全部都是对吗？
And so is everybody right?
是不是我心里相信，口里承认耶稣，那我就可以得救呢？
So can I be saved if I admit that Jesus is real and I believe in him?
圣经的确有这么一节。
The Bible truly records this verse.
说你心里相信，口里承认就可以得救。
And that if you believe in your heart and you recognize Jesus, then you will be saved.
可是圣经有这么厚啊。
But this Bible is this thick.
圣经不是只有讲那句话而已啊。
The Bible is not just that one verse.
要得救还有其他的缘，还有其他的因素。
So in order to be saved, there are other prerequisites.
心里相信，口里承认，那只不过是一个基本的信仰要求而已。
To believe, that's only the basic prerequisite to our faith.
你心里承认，口里相信，你才会来寻求神。
So only if you believe in your heart and you recognize Jesus, then you will come and find him.
你才会悔改。
Then you will repent.
这是基本要求。
So this is the basic criteria.
可是不是说你心里承认，口里承，心里相信，口里承认，这样就是可以得救。
And does it mean that if you believe in him, then you will be saved?
因为圣经里面还有一句话讲。
Because the Bible also tells us.
不止你信啊。
You not only have to believe.
魔鬼也信啊。
Even the devil believes.
那魔鬼可以得救吗？
So can devils be saved?
我跟他谈了很多道理。
And so I've talked about a lot of truth with him.
我说，其实圣经里面告诉我们说，不是每一间，不是所有信耶稣的人都可以得救的。
The Bible tells us that not everybody believes in Christ will be saved.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章的二十一节。
7 verse 21.
这是主耶稣曾经讲过的一段预言，也是一个将来会发生的事。那这将来就是指现在了。
And this is a prophecy that's told by Jesus, and that prophecy is referring to now.
我们看二十一节。
21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。二十二节。
22.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？”二十三节。
23.
我就明明的告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。这个地方啊。主耶稣讲了一段预言。
So here, Lord Jesus said of a prophecy.
他说在未来啊，会很多人相信我。
And he says in the future, there will be a lot of people believing in me.
称耶稣为他的主。
And they call me as their Lord.
那这些人呢，就奉主耶稣的名传福音。
And so these people will spread the gospel by the name of the Lord.
而且奉主耶稣的名赶鬼哦。
And they will cast out devil by the name of Jesus.
他们颂赞天上的真神。
And they will praise the heavenly Father.
哇，表现上表现。你一看就他就是一个基督徒。
So it seems that they are Christians.
可是这些人可以得救吗？
But can these people be saved?
主耶稣说，我就明明的告诉他们，我不认识你们。
And Jesus said that I will tell them plainly, I never knew you.
主耶稣过河拆桥呢。
And so Jesus, with Jesus going back on his words.
诶，这些人都信耶稣诶。
Because these people are believing Jesus.
主耶稣说，我不认识你们。
But Jesus says, I never knew you.
为什么主耶稣说我不认识你们？
Why did Jesus say that I never knew you?
跟二十一节有关系。
It has to do with verse 21.
主耶稣说，凡称我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国的。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
对，这些人心里相信，口里承认。
These people believe it in their hearts and they recognize the Lord.
他们口里称主为他们主耶稣为他们的主。
And they say that Jesus is their Lord.
这些人可以都进天国吗？
Can all these people go into kingdom of heaven?
不是这样。
No, that's not the case.
后面这句话是关键。
And so the next part is the key.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
也就是说能够遵守神道理的人才能进去。
And in other words, only those who obey the word of God can go into heaven.
那为什么这些人不能进去？
So why can't these people go into heaven?
不止不能进天国，而且神还骂他。
Not only they can't go into the heaven, but God also rebuked them.
说你们这些作恶的人。
And he called them evildoers.
这些人信耶稣怎么会作恶？
So if these people believe in Jesus, how can they be evildoers?
这个道理很简单。
But it's simple.
这里这些人虽然相信耶稣。
Even though they believe in Jesus,
可是他们却不愿意按照圣经的话来做。
But they refuse to practice according to the teaching of the Bible.
我亲耳听到好几次。
And I've heard of many stories myself.
我跟很多的这个基督徒啊是朋友。
I'm friends with a lot of Christians.
他们都不是我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
None of them are friends, our brothers and sisters in our church.
我跟他讲，我们应该要这样做。
I tell them that we're supposed to do certain things.
他们说传道这样太麻烦了。
And they say, Pastor, this is too much trouble.
冬天要去洗礼。
That in the winter we have to go to get baptized.
传道有热水可以选择吗？
And they would say, Pastor, can I choose to be baptized with warm water?
天气那么冷。
It's so cold outside.
我们不要到外面去洗礼啦。
Let us not go outside.
我们家有一个池子蛮不错的。
I have a pretty good tub in my home.
还有热水可以用。
And there's even warm water.
到我家来啦。
Go ahead and come to my house.
我说不行啦。
And I say, no, I can't.
他说这样比较方便啊。
But they'll say it's more convenient this way.
这样不会感冒啊。
Then I won't catch a cold.
我说可是这不是主耶稣的旨意啊。
But I say that's not the will of God.
主耶稣的旨意是要到活水里面去洗礼。
Jesus' will is to go into the living water to be baptized.
而且要全身入浸。
And we have to be fully immersed.
不管多冷。
Doesn't matter how cold it is.
主耶稣都跟你同在。
Jesus is with you.
所以上次小弟去纽西兰的时候啊。
So last time when I went to New Zealand.
哇，真的很冷啊。
It was really cold.
我现在想到就觉得很冷啊。
Now I think about it, I realize how cold it was.
全部的人都穿大衣啊。
So everybody was dressed in coats.
只差海里面没有结冰啊。
And the ocean is barely, is almost to freezing point.
那天好几个人要洗礼啊。
There were a few people waiting to be baptized that day.
因为主牧传道不在, 所以我只好下去洗礼。
So because the residing pastor was not there, so I had to go into the water.
他说, 他们就说, 传道。 很冷呢, 天气很冷。
And they say to me, Pastor, it must be really cold.
我说我知道很冷啊。
And I said, I know.
我们这边有那个打鱼的人在穿的那个衣服啊。
And they said that we have
the
clothes for the fishermen.
啊你下去就不会湿啊。
And so if you wear that, then you won't be wet when you go down.
这样比较不会冷。
And so that you'll feel better.
因为你们台湾比较热, 哦, 这个你们可能受不了。
And because Taiwan is a lot more warm, so this will be too cold for you.
我就跟他讲啊。
So this is what I told them.
兄弟兄弟啊,
I said, brother.
要洗礼的人要穿这个吗?
So would the people waiting to be baptized wearing this?
完蛋,洗礼的人穿这个怎么洗礼?
And they said, Pastor, how can they be baptized if they wear this?
而且他们全身入境,有穿跟没穿一样。
And they are fully immersed, so it doesn't matter what they wear.
我说, 洗礼的人都有信心了,我施洗的人没有信心,那我还下去干什么?
And I said that if people who are being baptized have the faith, and yet I don't have any faith, why would I bother to go down the water?
洗礼是依靠信心的。
Because you have to have faith to be baptized.
传道你不后悔哦。
And so they'll say, are you sure, Pastor?
不后悔。
I said, I have no regrets.
就下去洗礼啊。
So we went down to the water to be baptized.
也没有人感冒啊。
And nobody got sick.
我真的很冷。
But it was really cold.
那在即使在同一个洗礼场曾经发生过一件事情。
In the same baptismal site, something happened.
有一个医生的家庭啊，他们家里除了这个医生后来才洗礼的哈，他的太太跟三个孩子要洗礼。
There was a doctor's family that his wife and three children were baptized first.
天气很冷啊。
At the time it was cold.
结果那个妈妈就想说，哇，天气那么冷，哇，我三个孩子万一生病了，这样没有办法向爸爸交代啊。
And she thought to herself, it's so cold, what if her three children were sick, then she can't, what would she tell her husband?
所以后来她有报名洗礼，就不敢洗礼。
And so she was afraid to be baptized.
传道说你不后悔啊。
And so the pastor asked her, are you sure? No regrets?
她就不知道怎么办。
So she didn't know what to do.
可是时间在过，人家都洗礼完了，她没下去啊。
And the time passed, everyone's been baptized except for her.
联会结束，传道回到那个北岛，回到奥克兰去了。
And the spiritual convocation was over, and the pastor went back.
纽西兰分南岛跟北岛嘛，哈。
And so we know New Zealand has the northern island and the southern island.
那我们洗礼那个地方是南岛，比较冷的地方。
So where we were baptized is the southern part, which is colder.
结果他就后悔了。
And so she actually regretted it.
因为那边半年才有一个传道台来一次。
Because in that area, pastor only comes every 6 months.
我们这边很幸福啊。
So we're actually very lucky here.
我们这边常常有传道。
We have pastors here all the time.
以前我们在纽西兰的时候，半年才可以看到传道一个礼拜。
And when we're living in New Zealand, only every 6 months we get to see the pastor for
他就后悔了。
A week. So she regretted it.
哇，万一这半年发生什么事，我没有办法洗礼，我没有办法得救。
So she thought, what if something happened to me in the next 6 months and I can't be baptized and I can't be saved?
他就打电话到教会了。
So she called the church.
我们要受洗。
She said that we want to be baptized.
那要等半年啊。
And so we told them, you have to wait 6 months.
不行啊。
And she says, I can't.
这个万一这半年发生什么事，怎么可以？
She says, what if something happened to me in the next 6 months? She insists to be baptized.
可是传道在奥克兰呢。
But the pastor is somewhere else.
坐飞机好几个小时哎。
And it takes a few hours of flight to get to you.
不管啦，你叫传道来了。
And so she didn't care. She wanted pastor to come.
传道怎么可能去？
So how can the pastor go?
没有办法，再从其他地方、其他国家再派一个传道去哦，为了他们四个人。
And because for four of them, we send a pastor from a different country just to go there.
耶稣的考验来啦。
And so the test from Lord Jesus came.
那个传道一下飞机，下大雪。 不是冷而已，是下大雪。
And as soon as the pastor got off the plane, there was a big snow.
那个传道啊，因为那个整个城市都冰封，所以都没有办法动。
And the entire city is shut down because it was freezing.
那整个传道是属于那个热带型的传道，就是比较怕冷的传道。And
so this pastor used to tropical weather, so he was very much afraid of the cold.
他告诉我那三天他都在那个暖炉前面，啊，好冷，好冷这样子。And
he told me for those 3 days he just sat himself in front of the warmer because he was so cold.
三天政府说，三天以后第四天政府说 OK， 路可以通了。
And so after 3 days, the fourth day, the government opened the roads.
那个 传道就说你赶快打电话跟他讲看一下他要不要洗礼不要洗礼我要走了
And so the pastor said to hurry up and call them see if they still want to be baptized because if not then I want to go back
人家就打电话、哎、那个姐妹啊你们要洗礼吗
And so people call her and says do you want to be baptized
你们不能不洗礼哦
You can't、refuse to be baptized
传道为了你们四个特地从澳洲来了
Because a pastor flew here from Austria just for you.
他们说，我们祷告，我们祷告。
And so she says that we'll pray about it.
他们祷告以后。
So after praying,
好，我们要洗礼。
They agree to be baptized.
到 Summer Beach, 到那个海岸边啊，哇，海岸已经结冰了。
So they went to the Summer Beach to be baptized and noticed that the shore was already frozen.
我们要下去洗礼的时候，警察就来了。
And so we went down to be baptized. The police came.
你们干什么？
And they asked what we're doing.
下去会死人的。
And they said that you'll die if you go down there.
我们就拿圣经跟他讲说，那个根据圣经洗礼加在活水洗礼，好啊，怎样讲给他听呢
？And so we explained to the police that according to the Bible that you have to be baptized in living water.
因为那个城市大部分是基督徒啊。
And most people live in that city were Christians.
那个警察说，哦，圣经有这样记载的哈。
And so the Bible says that is that right? The Bible recorded this.
哇，原来洗礼要到活水洗礼啊。
And that you have to be baptized in the living water.
好，你们洗礼，我看一看。And so 在旁边看。
The police says, go ahead and be baptized.
他没有看过，watch. 哇，很心急啊，看看，因为他也是基督徒。
Because he was a Christian also, so he wanted to watch.
结冰啊。
It was freezing.
下去洗礼上来。
And after baptized, we came back up.
我问他们，后来我问他们三个小朋友啊。
So I asked the three children.
会不会冷
？Are you cold?
他说感谢神呢。
And they say, thank God.
我们洗礼以后起来以后身体就更好了。
And that after we were baptized, our body is stronger.
很多人跟我讲说传道那太麻烦了所以不用按照真理来行
So a lot of people tell me that pastor is too inconvenient so let's not practice according to the truth
所以就改变神的旨意嘛
And so then they change the will of God
你改变神的旨意就不能进天国
But if you change the will of God then you can't go into heaven
你自己不能进天国你还去教导别人说啊，那个太麻烦了你跟我走就好
So if you can't go into heaven and you teach other people how about your that it's too inconvenient, so encourage people to follow you.
你还害别人不能进天国。
And then, you cause other people to not able to go into heaven.
主耶稣不会骂我们吗
？So wouldn't Jesus rebuke us?
你自己不进天国就算了，你还为什么还教导别人不进天国
？It's a different story that you yourself can go into heaven. Instead, you also teach others so they can't go into the heaven either.
所以主耶稣不是过河拆桥。
And so Lord Jesus did not go back on his word.
而是这些人根本不遵照神的旨意来行。
It's because these people never practice according to the will of Jesus.
所以如果说没有跟随主耶稣来行的教会
So the churches that do not practice according to the will of God
或者是信徒
Or believers the same way
是不能进天国的
Then those people cannot go into heaven.
所以并不是所有的教会都可以进就都可以得救的
So not every church can be saved.
不是所有的教会都是信耶稣他就一定得救的
So not every church that believes in Jesus can be saved.
因为一间得救的教会一定要几个条件
Because for a church of salvation One must have few prerequisites
第一个条件就是我们刚才所讲的真理的部分
First is regarding the truth
我们来看、提摩太前书
First Timothy
提摩太前书三章
First Timothy chapter 3
三章十五节
Verse 15
倘若我单言日久你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行这家就是永生神的教会真理的柱子和根基这个地方告诉我们说这个家就是永生神的教会
So this household is a household of God
所以一间神的教会就是神的家
And so a household of God is church of God
那这个家这个教会一定是真理的柱子和根基
So this household this church must be the pillar and the foundation of the truth
既然真理是教会的根基
So if the truth is a foundation of a church,
跟柱石
and also a pillar,
一间教会如果没有真理，绝对不能得救。
So if a church does not have the truth, then that church cannot be saved.
因为这些人根本不被神所接受。
Because these people are not accepted by God.
虽然他们一天到晚主啊主啊赞美神赞美神也没有用。
So even though every day they say Lord Lord and they praise the Lord, it's all futile.
就像旧约主耶稣神所说的一样。
So it's just like what God said in the Old Testament.
这些人嘴巴亲近我，心却远离我。
That these people's mouths are close to me, but their hearts are far away from me.
嘴巴说感谢神，感谢神。
In their mouth they say that thank God, thank God.
心里却有自己的定见，而不是神的定见。
But in their hearts, they have their own will, not the will of God.
他就问我了。
And so he asked me,
传道传道，那 我要去哪里找到得救教会呢？
And so he asked pastor, where can I go find a church of salvation?
我怎么去找到一间有真理的教会呢？
How can I go find a church with truth?
我说很简单，我现在跟你讲几个东西。
So I said it's simple, let me tell you a few things.
你用这个几个东西去衡量，这几个道理去衡量，大概可以删掉 90% 几的教会。
So if you use these few criteria, you can pretty much get rid of 90% of the church.
他说啊，90% 几的教会都不得救啊。
So he is surprised that at least 90% of the church cannot be saved.
我没有说他们不得救，我是说他们没有按照真理。
And that is that they do not follow the truth.
他说那怎么看？
And so he asked me how.
我说最简单的第一个就是看这间教会是不是守安息圣日。
So the first is that whether or not that church observed the Sabbath.
我们看创世纪。
Turn to Genesis.
创世纪第二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 1.
这是安息日的由来。
So this is the origin of Sabbath.
今天已经很少教会守安息圣日。
There are very few churches today that observe Sabbath day.
创世纪第二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 1.
天地万物都造齐了，第二节。
Verse 2.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕了，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了，第三节。
3.
神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。神在创造世界的第七天就设这一天为安息圣日。
So the seventh day, the God established this day as a Sabbath day.
这一天是特别的日子。
So this is a special day.
每一天都是神设立的。
So every day was established by God.
可是第七天是神赐福的日子。
But the seventh day is a day that's blessed by God.
这一天特别设为圣日。
So this day is set aside to be holy.
有人说传道安息日是旧约的事情。
Some might say that, Pastor, Sabbath day is from the Old Testament.
现在是恩典的时代。
So now we're in the time of grace.
所以我们今天已经不需要守安息生日了。我们现在是新约。
So because we live in the New Testament, we don't need to observe Sabbath.
那我就要问你了。
Then here's my question for you.
请问神创造世界的时候，到第七天的时候，这个世界上有亚伯拉罕吗？
When God created the world on the seventh day, did Abraham exist that day?
没有啊。
He did not.
那当初神设立旧约的时候是跟谁设立的？
And so when God established the Old Testament, who was he establishing a covenant with?
跟摩西。
With Moses.
跟那时候的以色列人。
And with the Israelites at the time.
请问摩西那时候出生了吗？
And let me ask you, was Moses born already?
当然没有啊。
So of course not.
没有亚伯拉罕怎么可能摩西？
If there's no Abraham, there wouldn't be Moses.
那神创造世界第七天的时候有谁在那边？
And so who was there on the seventh day of God's creation?
神跟谁定这个约定的？
And so who did God establish his covenant with?
跟亚当吗？
With Adam.
那时候只有亚当吗？
Because at the time only Adam existed.
那亚当是谁的祖先？
And so whose ancestor was Adam?
亚当是以色列的祖先。
Adam is the ancestor of all Israelites.
对。那是不是我们的祖先？
And so wouldn't he be our ancestor too?
对，亚当是全人类的祖先。
And yes, Adam is the ancestor for all humankind.
请问这个约定是跟谁定的？
And so who is this covenant with?
是跟以色列人定的吗？
Is this covenant established with the Israelites?
是专属于以色列人的吗？
Is it only belong to the Israelites?
不是。
The answer is no.
是给全人类的。
It is for the whole humankind.
这一天是要来纪念神创造天地。
This is a day to remember God's creation.
难道只有以色列人需要纪念神创造天地，我们不需要吗？
Were Israelites the only people that need to remember God's creation and not us?
只有这个世界只有以色列人在享受，我们没有享受这个世界吗？
Are Israelites the only race that's enjoying God's creation and not us?
安息日是跟全人类所约定的。
So Sabbath day is a covenant established with the human race.
是后来因为亚当夏娃犯罪了。
And when Adam and Eve sinned,
他们被赶出伊甸乐园以后，没有再记载他们遵守安息生日。
They were cast out of Garden of Eden, and there was no more records of them observing the Sabbath.
后来到以色列人出埃及了。
So after the Israelites left Egypt,
神要建立自己的国家。
God wanted to establish His own nation,
属神的国家。
A nation that belongs to God.
这是一个救恩的经纶。
And that is regarding salvation.
神要设立一个以后救恩的这个缩影。
God wants to create and foreshadow salvation for the future.
所以当以色列人出埃及以后，神就在赐下玛拿给他们的时候，告诉他们说：“你从第一天到第五天要捡一份玛拿。”
And after God led them out of Egypt, and when God gave them manna, God told them from day one to day five, they can only pick up one portion.
那第六天呢，你要捡两份。
So on the sixth day, they need to pick up double the portion of manna.
那第七天呢，你就要守安息圣日。
And on the seventh day, they need to observe the holy Sabbath.
是因为这件事很重要，所以神再次告诉他们。
It's because this is very important, so God once again told them.
后来他们走到西乃山下的时候。
So when they approached the bottom of the Mount Sinai,
神才在十诫里面将安息日放到第四诫。
And God put Sabbath as the fourth of the Ten Commandments.
我们看这个创世纪出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章第八节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 8.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。我们来看第十一节。
Verse 11.
刚才第八节，现在第十一节。
That was verse 8 and now to verse 11.
因为六日之内，神创造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息了。所以神赐福给安息日，定为圣日。这边讲得很清楚了。
So here mentioned very clearly.
那个时候人已经不知道为什么要守安息了。
Because at the time, men already don't know why they're observing Sabbath.
所以神再次的告诉他们。
So God once again teach them.
要纪念安息圣日。
That they must remember the holy Sabbath day.
因为神在用六天造天地海和其中的万物。
Because God used 6 days to create the earth, the sea, and all that is in them.
那神赐福给第七天。
And so God blessed the seventh day.
所以从那个时候他们开始守安息一直到今天。
And so from that day on, they observed the holy Sabbath day until today.
所以有人在争论说到底是 Sunday 是第七天还是 Saturday 是第七天。
And so there's some debate, whether or not Saturday or Sunday is the holy Sabbath day.
这有什么好争的啊。
So what is there to debate about?
当初他们开始守的时候是神告诉他们是哪一天的嘛。
So when they begin to observe, it was God that told them which day to observe.
所以人家以前以色列从以前一守到现在又没有停过。
And so Israelites observed the Sabbath from the history until now and never changed.
那你去看犹太人现在是礼拜几，星期几守安息生日。
And so which day does Israelites observe as a Sabbath?
星期六啊。
It's Saturday.
这没什么好争论的啊。
So there's nothing to that much debate about.
那是这个日子是神定给他们的。
This is a day that's established by God.
人会算错，神不会算错。
Human might make mistakes, but God would never make a mistake.
所以今天你发现所有的基督教都要守十诫。
And so today you'll find that all church in the Christianity needs to observe the Ten Commandments.
十诫不是只有写给以色列人看的。
The Ten Commandments is not only written for the Israelites.
十诫是写给全世界的人类看的。
So Ten Commandments is written for all human race.
只是那时候交付给以色列人。
But at the time it was entrusted to the Israelites.
让全世界的人知道。
So that the whole world can know about it.
所以你不觉得很奇怪吗？
So wouldn't you think this is strange?
第一诫，当拜独一真神，一定要遵守。
So first to worship the one true God, that's something you have to observe.
第二诫要用正确的方式来敬拜天上的真神，要遵守。
And second is to use the right way to worship the heavenly God, and that we have to observe.
第三诫不可以妄称神的名，要遵守。
And the third commandments, do not misuse the name of the Lord, that's something we have to observe.
第五诫当孝顺父母，要遵守。
So the fifth commandments have filial piety towards your parents, honor your parents, that's something we have to observe.
那不可杀人，不可犯奸淫，不可偷盗，不可以做假见证，不可以贪心，都要遵守。
And do not murder, commit adultery, do not steal, give false testimony, or covet neighbor's house, that's what we have to observe.
十诫每一诫都要遵守。
So we have to observe every single commandment.
为什么单单第四诫不见了？
So why is it that we leave out the fourth commandment?
你不觉得很奇怪？
So don't you think that's strange?
那第四诫跑哪里去了？
So where did the fourth commandment go?
圣经有说，第一诫到第三诫，五诫到第七诫是旧约，那第四诫是其他的第四诫是旧约，剩下的都是新约，有这样分吗？
So did the Bible tell us that commandment 1 to 3 and 5 to 10 belong to the new commandments and only the fourth one is from the Old Testament?
还有主耶稣来有改把安息日改掉吗？
And did Jesus change the Sabbath when he came?
耶稣守安息。
And Lord Jesus observed Sabbath.
耶稣的门徒守安息。
Jesus' disciple observed Sabbath.
保罗守安息。
Paul observed Sabbath.
大家都守安息。
So everybody observed Sabbath.
在教会历史里面。
In the church history.
到公元500年。
And even to the 500 AD.
还有很多教会守安息。
There are still a lot of churches that observe Sabbath.
那为什么把它改掉？
So why was that changed?
为了一个现在已经死掉的人。
It's all for a person that's already dead.
君士坦丁大帝。
And that is Constantine Noble.
为了他这个人。
It's for this person was changed.
因为他是罗马的皇帝。
Because he was a Roman emperor.
罗马人是拜太阳神的。
And Romans worship the sun, the god of sun.
为了他一个人改掉。
So all this has changed just for him.
皇帝是很大了。
Because emperor held a high position.
请问皇帝有比神大吗？
So let me ask you, is emperor higher than God?
人为了自己的荣耀。
So men for their own glory.
为了自己的方便。
For their own convenience.
为了自己的利益。
For their own benefit.
改掉神的吩咐。
And they've changed the commands of God.
而且这个吩咐又那么的重要。
And changed such an important commandment.
是放在十诫里面的。
And that is put in one of the ten commandments.
然后你把它废掉。
And he forfeited.
这种教会可以得救吗？
So would a church that is such can be saved?
他绝对是不能得救。
So that church of course can't be saved.
他违背了神的旨意。
Because that church disobeyed God's will.
这是一点何等的天，这是神设立的圣日。
So this is a holy day established by God.
还有，你要去找一间教会，一定要有洗脚礼。
So furthermore, when you go find a church, that church must have foot washing.
而且认定这个洗脚礼不是只是一个仪式，而是跟得救有关。
It must recognize that the foot washing sacrament is not just a ceremony; it has to do with our salvation.
我们看约翰福音第十三章。
Book of,
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
第六节。
Verse 6.
十三章第六节。
Chapter 13, verse 6.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣回答说：“我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。
8.
彼得说：“你永不可以洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份啦。”第九节。
9.
西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手头都要洗。”耶稣说：“不用啦，洗过脚的人只要把洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗，全身都干净了。”好，我们看到这边就好。在啊。主耶稣这是设立，这是讲到主耶稣设立这个啊圣的这个洗脚礼。
Here's mentioned that Jesus established a sacrament of foot washing.
主耶稣知道自己的时间到了。
So Jesus knew his time has come.
所以他就用水来洗门徒的脚。
And so he used water to wash disciples' feet.
这是违反以色列传统的。
And so this is against the tradition of Jews.
有人说这是传统。
Some people say that this is a tradition.
错。
And that is
wrong. 刚刚好相反。
This is exactly the opposite.
这也是为什么彼得不让耶稣洗脚的原因。
And this is why Peter refused to let the Lord wash his feet.
在犹太人的社会，主人绝对不可以为仆人洗脚了，不可以。
So in the Jewish society, a master should never wash a servant's feet.
所以老师也不可能为学生洗脚的。
By the same token, a teacher will never wash a student's feet.
是反过来。
It should be the opposite.
位阶低的为位阶高的洗脚，这个是。天经地义的事情。
So a person of a low position should wash the feet of a person of a high position.
所以耶稣要洗门徒的脚。
So when Jesus want to wash the disciples' feet.
洗到彼得的时候。
So when he got to Peter.
彼得马上就问了一句话。
So Peter asked a question.
这句话是重点。
So this is the, this is important, this is key.
他说他称耶稣是主哦。他说主啊，你洗我的脚。
He says, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
主耶稣当然知道彼得为什么会这样问嘛。
So Jesus of course knows why Peter asked this question.
因为这违反传统。
Because this is against their tradition.
所以耶稣就说我所做的你如今不知道以后你就会明白啦。
So Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
以后也明白，以后明白是以后的事啊。
And if you, when he understands, that's much later.
彼得就是不要。
And so Peter refused.
你永远不可以洗我的脚。
Peter says, you shall never wash my feet.
你不可以洗我的脚的。
You can't wash my feet.
就耶稣只跟他讲一句话，彼得就改变了。
So Jesus only told him one thing, then he immediately changed.
彼得知道这个严重性在哪里。
So Peter knows the importance of this.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
哇，开什么玩笑啊。
And what, are you joking?
我今天为什么要跟随耶稣啊？
So why is he following Jesus today?
我就是要得救啊。
Of course, because he wants to be saved.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
Jesus is the Messiah.
我跟随耶稣，那我跟耶稣没有份，那我还跟什么耶稣干什么？
If I have no part with Jesus, then why would I want to follow him?
这个是洗脚礼的奥秘性。
And so this is the mystery of foot washing.
所以彼得一听啊，一定要，所以他说，主啊，不但我的脚啦，连手跟头都要洗的。
So when he heard of this, he immediately said, not just my feet, my hands, my head as well.
耶稣说不用了。
And so Jesus says, that's not necessary.
所以彼得知道。
So Peter knows.
洗脚跟主耶稣有关。
And that foot washing has to do with Jesus.
跟得救有关。
And it has to do with salvation.
他马上改变。
So he changed.
今天呢？
So what about today?
我们的智慧有跟彼得一样吗？
So are we as wise as Peter?
我们知道主耶稣在讲什么吗？
Do we know what Jesus is talking about?
没有洗脚的一个跟主耶稣无份呢。
If we don't have full washing, we have no part with Jesus.
那我们跟主耶稣无份，那我们信耶稣可以得救吗？
If we have no part with Jesus, then can we be saved?
没有办法得救的。
Then of course we can't be saved.
洗礼跟洗脚礼是一体的。
So baptism and full washing is one.
洗礼将这罪赦掉。
So baptism forgives the sin.
洗脚礼跟主耶稣有份。
And foot washing so that we can take part with Jesus.
进入了这个家庭。
So we now officially enter into the household.
所以这个是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is very important.
还有，帮你洗礼这个人有没有圣灵？
And furthermore, the person that baptizes you, does he have Holy Spirit?
他们有没有按照圣经所说的去做？
Have they done according to the teaching of the Bible?
我跟他讲，其实我跟你讲这些啊，差不多。剩下没几间教会了。
And I told him that after I tell you these criteria, there's very few church left.
你要去找一间一定要守安息生日的教会。
So you have to go find a church that observes Sabbath.
一定要去找一间有洗脚礼的教会。
And a church that observes the foot washing sacrament.
而且这个洗脚礼是跟得救有关的，不是说认为这只是一个仪式。
And the church that believes that foot washing has to do with salvation, not just a ceremony.
而且替你洗脚这个人有没有圣灵？
And the person that washes your feet, does he have Holy Spirit?
他们有没有按照正确的方式来洗礼？
So are they practicing baptism according to the Bible?
其实我现在跟你讲，你就差不多知道是剩下没几间可以选择了。
So after I tell you of these criteria, you know there are very few to choose from now.
当然，真理不是只有这些了。
So of course, the truth is not just pertaining to these.
如果我们真的有兴趣，我们应该来查考。
So if we are interested, we should really look into it.
真理只会越看越清楚，不会越看越模糊。
So the more we study the truth, the more clear it becomes.
只有一种洗礼。
There's only one baptism.
不是说也可以点水礼，也可以泼水礼，也可以在浴室里面，也可以热水，也可以冷水。从来圣经没有这种东西。
The Bible never recorded sprinkling water or washing the warm tub or use different water.
只有一种洗礼方式。
And there's only one way to be baptized.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
So this is taught by the Bible.
只有一种信仰。
There's only one faith.
不是都可以。
And it's not all okay.
一间得救的教会。
There's only one church of salvation.
一定有神的灵跟他同在。
And the God's Spirit is always abides with the church.
你怎么知道这间教会是得救的教会？
So how do you know that this church is a church of salvation?
我们看约翰一书。
Turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23.
第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
神的命令就是叫我们这信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。24节。
24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。一间得救的教会一定有圣灵。
So a church of salvation must have the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么知道这间教会神跟他同在？
So how do you know that God abides with this church?
你看这间教会没有圣灵，你就知道了。
And you know by seeing if this church has a Holy Spirit.
那为什么这间教会也会有圣灵？
So why would this church have the Holy Spirit?
这边告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
你看二十四节。
Verse 24.
遵守神命令的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Those who obey his commands lives in him and he in them.
那神住在我们里面是怎么住法？
So how does God live in us?
用圣灵的方式。
Is with the way of the Holy Spirit.
一个遵守神命令的人才会得到圣灵。
So only a person that obeys God's commands will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Book of John chapter 14.
第十四章第十五节。
Verse 14, chapter 14 verse 15.
十四章十五节。
Chapter 14, verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。十六节。
16.
我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也在你们里面。十八节。
18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。请问今天耶稣在哪里？
So let me ask you, where is Jesus today?
耶稣说我会跟你们同住。
So Jesus says that I will live with you.
请问耶稣在哪里？
So let me ask you, where is Jesus?
耶稣说我不撇下你们为孤儿。耶稣有说谎吗？
So Jesus said that I will never leave you as orphans. Is he lying?
没有。
He is not.
那耶稣今天在哪里？
So where is Jesus today?
耶稣在我们心里。
Jesus lives in our hearts.
在我们哪里？
Where?
用什么方式？
And with what way?
用圣灵的方式。
It's through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就会遵守我的命令。
Lord Jesus says that if you love me, you will observe my commands.
那 你们如果遵守我的命令，就是遵守神的真理。如果遵守神的真理，神就会赐下圣灵。
If you obey my commands, then God will give you the Holy Spirit.
而且这个圣灵世人不能接受。
And this Holy Spirit cannot be accepted by people.
因为你如果看过圣灵，很多人就会害怕。
Because there are people that are scared when they see the Holy Spirit.
哇，他们在讲什么啊？听不懂。
And they wonder what people are talking about because they can't understand it.
因为得到圣灵的人，他会讲方言。
Because people with the Holy Spirit will speak in tongues.
讲最简单的方式就是说，他是在讲天国的话。
In a simple way, in other words, they are speaking the language of heaven.
这个话你听不懂。
So this is something you don't understand.
这种话你也没有办法学。
And this is something that can't be learned.
你得到圣灵，你自然就会讲。
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will naturally speak it.
因为世上的人没有看过这种东西，所以他不能接受。
So because people in the world have never seen this, so they can't accept it.
而且没有看到主耶稣。
And they've never seen Jesus himself.
可是主耶稣说，我却常与你们同在。
But Jesus says that I am with you.
用圣灵的方式。
It's through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
So Holy Spirit is the spirit of Jesus.
就是神的灵。
It's a spirit of God.
所以你要去找到一间教会是有圣灵的教会。
So you must find a church with Holy Spirit.
可是圣灵不是你信的时候就有。
So Holy Spirit is not something you have when you believe.
绝对不是信的时候就有。
It's absolutely not something you have when you believe.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传第八章。
Chapter 8.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
八章十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
有人说啊，你信的时候就有圣灵啊。
Some said that you have the Holy Spirit when you believe.
那如果说这样子的话，那圣经就记载错误。
If that was the case, then Bible must have recorded this wrong.
不然就是你认识错误。
Or that you were wrong.
我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚的人领受了神的道，就差彼得、约翰往他们那里去。第十五节。
15.
二人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。第十六节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。撒玛利亚人他们还接受的是合法的大水洗礼哦。
And Samaritans, the people of Samaria had received the appropriate baptism.
为他们洗礼的是腓力执事。
And the person that baptized them is Philip.
他有圣灵是奉差遣的。
And he has a Holy Spirit, he was sent to them.
他们都有洗礼啊，他们相信耶稣啊。
They were all baptized and they believe in Jesus.
他们有得到圣灵吗？
Did they receive the Holy Spirit?
没有啊。
They did not.
那你怎么说你信的时候就有圣灵？
So how can you say that you have the Holy Spirit when you believe?
你说你信的时候就有圣灵的证据在哪里？
So what is the proof of that?
有人说，传道，有啊，我感动啊。So, 我祷告的时候我感动我都会流眼泪呢。
So some say that, Pastor, I have it because when I pray, I shed tears.
如果我没有圣灵我怎么会流眼泪呢？
So if I didn't have the Holy Spirit, why would I cry?
我说我看铁达尼号我会流眼泪呢。
I said that I also cry when I watched the Titanic.
那我是不是我在所有看到那铁达尼号的人都得胜圣灵呢？
And so did everybody that watched Titanic, receive the Holy Spirit?
那其中问题在哪里？
And so where is the problem?
没有错，你在祷告的时候你流眼泪，那是一种灵里面的感动。
It's true that when you shed tears, when you cry, that's a movement of the Holy Spirit.
你去看铁达尼号你会流眼泪，也是一种灵里的感动。
And when you watch Titanic, you shed tears, it's because you were moved.
那感动跟得到圣灵是不一样的。
But to be moved is different from receiving the Holy Spirit.
灵魂的感动是灵魂的感动。
So the movement of the Spirit is different.
得圣灵是得圣灵。
And receive Holy Spirit is a different thing.
那个是不一样的东西。
So two are different.
所以说基本上我们要认清楚什么是圣灵。
And so we have to have clear understanding of what is the Holy Spirit.
所有早期教会的例子里面，所有得到圣灵的人一定是可以说方言。
And so from the history, from early time, we know that anyone received the Holy Spirit must speak in tongue.
得圣灵的人绝对是听得见看得见，你看这个人得到圣灵，一看就知道，而且听得见。
So a person with the Holy Spirit, that's something that can be heard and can be seen is easily recognized.
使徒行传都是这样记载。
And so this is recorded in the book of Acts.
所以你要去找到一间有圣灵，真正有圣灵的教会。
So you have to find a church with a true Holy Spirit.
而且我们昨天有谈到，圣灵也为主耶稣做见证。
And yesterday we mentioned that the Holy Spirit also testified for Lord Jesus.
曾经有一个姐妹啊，她来信耶稣了。
So there was a sister that came to believe in Jesus.
那她因为她比较年轻，所以教会就说你要回去问你妈妈看哈。你妈妈愿不愿意让你来信耶稣？
Because she was young, so the church told her that you have to go and ask your mom and get her approval.
她就回去跟她妈妈说：“妈妈，我想要信耶稣，可不可以？”
And so she went home and asked her mom that I want to believe in Jesus. Is that okay?
她妈妈说：“可以啊，可以啊。”
So her mom says, "Yes, you can."
不过有一个条件。
But there's a criteria.
你信你的，我信我的。
And that you believe what you believe, and I mind my own business.
你不可以叫我去信耶稣。
And so that you can't make me go believe in Jesus.
她女儿很高兴。
And so her daughter was happy.
那时候她想说，我只要可以信耶稣就好了。
So she thought to herself, as long as I can believe in Jesus, that's all that matters.
所以她就去受洗了。
So she went to get baptized.
就她这个姐妹啊，是一个很孝顺的姐妹啊。
But this sister, was a sister that honored her parents.
她就这样想。
And so she thought to herself,
虽然我答应我妈妈不要把福音传给她。
Even though I promised her that I would never, give her the gospel.
可是这份福音这么好，我妈妈没有得到，真的是很可惜。
But this is such a wonderful gospel, it's such a shame that she didn't receive it.
所以她就想尽办法要跟她妈妈传福音。
And so she find every way possible to preach to her.
可是又不能太明显。
But it can't be obvious.
因为这是他们的约定啊。
Because that's their agreement.
所以她有时候会请传道去她家。
And so sometimes she would invite the pastor to her house.
表面上好像是去访问姐妹，其实是要去讲道理给她妈妈听。
And it seemed that the pastor went to visit the sister, but in fact it was to teach her mom the truth.
她妈妈都不听。
And so her mom refused to listen.
那没有办法。
So there's nothing we could do.
不过有一次啊，这个姐妹生日啊。
So there's one time that the sister had a birthday.
因为平常这个姐妹啊很孝顺啊，所以她妈妈就跟她讲说，今天啊，明天是你的生日。你想要什么东西，只要我可以办得到的，我都给你。
And so because the sister was very filial, so her mom told her that tomorrow's your birthday, anything you want, I will do it in my ability.
机会来了啊。
And so here comes her opportunity.
妈妈你说什么，只要你做得到，你都要给我啊。
And so she says that, mom, did you say that you will do anything that you can?
只要我做得到，我都给你。
And so she says yes.
好，那我什么都不要。
And so the sister said that I want nothing.
刚刚好我的生日就是我们教会在布道会。
And that it just so happened that my birthday is the evangelical service.
你来教会聚会就是给我最好的生日礼物。
So if you come to church, then that's the best birthday present.
她妈妈真的不愿意。
And so her mom didn't want to.
可是没有办法，因为已经答应，已经只要我做得到的嘛，这个是你这个不是波斯网苍狼犯的错误吗？
And so her mom already promised that she would do it if she's able to.
结果她妈妈没有办法就来教会啦。
And so there's nothing she could do, so her mom came.
不过她妈妈是一个非常有个性，非常有，反正她非常有原则。
Her mom is a person of principle.
她来教会以后，你知道她怎么做吗
？So when she came to church, you know how she sat?
她就坐在椅子上。
So she sat on the chair.
那椅子，她就这样。
And so she turned her head like that.
传道在前面讲，她就这样。
So when the pastor is preaching, she turned her head like that.
从头到尾哦。
From the beginning to the end.
她要跟传道讲说，我来不是要来听道理的。
And so she's showing the pastor that I came here not because I want to listen to the truth.
我来是因为我答应我的女儿要来。
So I'm here because I promised my daughter I will come.
我用这个动作跟你讲，我就是不要听你的道理。
And so when I do this, it means that I don't want to listen to you.
我真的试过，哇，那一个小时下来，真的应该很累。
And,
你可以试试看。
And if you can try it,
我不介意。
If you turn your head like that for an hour, you'll be tired.
因为已经过了40分钟，你没有那么多时间。好，然后就那天也没怎么样，就回去了嘛。
And so nothing happened that day. The mom went home.
后来第二次还有一个机会。
So there's another opportunity that came.
反正也是一个机会，她妈妈又来教会了。
And so another opportunity, her mom came to church again.
原则是很清楚的。
And so the principle again is clear.
我可以来教会。
And that's I can come to church.
不过我是这样。
But I will always turn my head away like that.
就已经就聚会到一半了啦。
And so halfway through the service,
突然间传道就讲了一句话。
So the pastor said one thing.
他说啊，好像一根剑啊，刺到他的心中啊。
And she said it's like a sword that pierced right through her heart.
他本来这样，对不对？
So this is how she held her head before.
他马上头转过来看传道。
So she turned her head immediately and looked at the pastor.
好，我就听你讲讲看，我听你讲讲看有没有道理。
And so she wanted to listen to see if the pastor makes sense.
其实神爱她啦。
And this is because God loved her.
因为她听说，哎，不错啊，传道讲这样没有错啊。
And she agreed that what pastor said was right.
她女儿坐在旁边很高兴啊。
And her daughter sitting next to her was very happy.
哇，我妈妈本来这样的，现在变这样哎。
And that her mom used to look away, and now she's looking at the pastor.
聚完会要祷告了，她女儿就跟她讲，就跟这个妈妈讲。
And so at the end, when it's time to pray, her daughter told the mom.
妈妈，我们商量。
And that let's talk about this.
人家到前面去祷告有福气呢。
And that if you go to the front to pray, you will be blessed.
你到前面来祷告啦。
So go ahead and go to the front to pray.
她妈妈就说好。
So her mom agreed.
不过后来她是这样见证的。
And this is how she testified.
她说, 我就要来看看传道讲的是对是错。
And she came to test to see if what the pastor said was true.
如果我在这边找不到神, 我以后就不来了。
So if I come here and I can't find God, then I will never come again.
不过她这个很有原则。
So she is a person of principle.
既然我到前面来, 我就认真求圣灵。
And that is, since she came to the front, then she prayed boldly for the Holy Spirit.
她真的很认真求圣灵。
And so she prayed earnestly.
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣, 哈利路亚赞美主耶稣, 很圣灵求圣灵。
And she said, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus. She prayed earnestly.
结果他都,
and she received the Holy Spirit that time.
结果传道就按铃啊,按铃啊,按铃啊。
So the pastor rang the bell.
按铃,大家都回去了。
And everybody went back.
他没有回去啊。
She didn't go back.
他就跑到前面来啊。
She came to the front.
就拿着那个传道的麦克风就要讲话了。
And she grabbed the microphone and wanted to talk.
说,哎,等一下,这麦克风是我的,你回去。
And so we told her to go back and not grab the microphone.
说,传道,我跟你讲,我要跟大家讲话。
And she says, Pastor, I want to speak to everybody.
你要讲什么话?
So I told her, ask her what she's going to say.
传道, 真的有神耶!
And she says, Pastor,
真的有神啊!
There is God.
传道跟她说了。
So the pastor told her.
这边所有的人都知道有神, 只有你不知道有神啊。
So, everybody here knows there's God except for you, so go ahead and go back.
传道不是, 你一定要让我讲。
And so she,
哇, 真的, that she 真的很好。
That she has to talk and say it because it's wonderful.
传道说我知道很好, 你先回去。
So the pastor said that, yes, I know it's wonderful.
你让我先讲完吧。
And go back and let me finish.
我讲完再轮到你讲, 这样可以吗?
And she said that, let me finish my announcement.
她说可以。
And she agreed.
啊,你等一下让我讲。
And she still wanted to speak.
啊,等一下让你讲。
And so the pastor agreed.
哇,她说真的有神。
So she testified that there is truly a God.
圣灵为主耶稣做见证。
So the Holy Spirit testified for Lord Jesus.
你得到圣灵你就知道。
Once you receive the Holy Spirit, then you will know.
不需要多说解释。
That you don't need any further explanation.
那一间得救的教会除了真理有圣灵以外,
so a church of salvation must have the truth in the Holy Spirit.
一定还会有一项东西。
And they must have one more thing.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
16章。
Chapter 16,
16节,
verse 16.
我们看17节好了。
Verse
17. 16节是在讲到那个信而受洗必然得救。
And verse 16 mentioned that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们看17节。
17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。 第18节。
18.
手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。 这个是神迹,
so this is miracle.
包括说新方言,
including speaking of tongues.
说新方言就是讲灵言,
so speaking new tongues referring to speaking in Holy Spirit.
那是神要赐给每一个人, 每个人都会有。
And so this is something that God will give to everyone.
当然你要求了。
So of course you have to pray for it.
路加福音讲得很清楚, 圣灵你是要求的。
So the book of Luke tells us clearly that you have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
一间得救的教会一定会有神迹随着。
So a church of salvation will be accompanied with signs.
为什么一间得救的教会一定会有神迹随着?
So why is a church of salvation must be accompanied by signs and miracles?
我们看20节。
Let's turn to verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣扬福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。神迹是要来证实所传的道。So
the signs is to confirm the words.
你不是要信神迹，你是要信真理。So
you're not believing in the signs and miracles, you're believing in the truth.
不过你看到神迹，你就看到神的功。But
if you see the signs and miracles, you'll see the work of God.
你就可以感受到神的全能。And
then you will feel the power of God.
你说传道真的信耶稣的人会遇到神迹吗?
So you might ask, do people believe in Jesus, can they really see signs?
这个是当然的事情啊。So
this is an obvious thing.
因为神的灵跟这间教会同在。Because
God's Spirit abides with the church.
当教会的弟兄姐妹遇到困难的时候,
so when these brothers and sisters in church encounter trouble,
弟兄姐妹跟神祷告,
so other brothers and sisters will pray to God,
神就会垂听,
God will listen to their prayers.
我们在香港啊, 有一个姓彭的弟兄叫彭日清, 不知道大家有没有认识的。
In Hong Kong, there's a brother Pong.
他本来是住在香港, 后来搬到澳洲去。
And he originally lived in Hong Kong, but he moved to Austria.
然后他,
Australia.
哎对, 然后呢, 他们家是开餐馆的, 就是说开那个点心, 那个点心啊, 就是开饮茶店。
And the family owns a dim sum restaurant.
他早上呢, 的习惯是这样, 他们就早上一早呢, 就去饮茶店。
And so their habit is that in the morning they go to dim sum restaurants.
他有三个儿子, 忘记讲了, 他有三个儿子。
And he has three sons.
三个儿子都开饮茶店。
And all three sons own dim sum restaurants.
然后呢, 他早上呢, 就要去他的儿子的饮茶店喝茶。
And so in the morning he went to his son's restaurant to drink tea.
拿两盘点心。
And he took two plates of desserts.
啊，就在那边看报纸，然后喝茶，吃点心。
And so he was reading the newspaper, eating the desserts, and drinking tea.
那报纸看完就把这个碗洗一洗就回家。
And after he finished reading the newspaper, he would wash the dishes and go home.
啊，除了安息日，这个是他每天的行程啊。
So other than Sabbath day, this is his daily routine.
有一天啊，他点心吃完了，把报纸也看完了，收一收要去那个厨房里面洗餐盘。
And so one day, after he finished reading the newspaper, he was about to wash dishes in the kitchen.
这个厨房的门一打开，哇，不得了了。
And the door to the kitchen opened and something happened.
厨房有一桶油。
And there is a can of oil.
也不知道怎么一回事就烧起来了。
And they don't know what happened, but it began to burn.
他进去的时候已经烧起来了。
And when he went in, he noticed that it was already burning.
哇，他吓一跳，他就喊说火灾了，火灾了。
And so he was shocked and he cry out, there's fire.
哇，他的孩子就冲进来了，就拿他们家的灭火器喷呐。
And his children rushed in and put out the fire with the fire extinguisher.
结果没有用，后来隔壁的些餐馆知道这件事，马上就拿他们的餐来喷呐，喷了四五罐都没有用，因为喷火烧得很高，烧到快要到天花板了。
But it was useless, and the restaurants nearby also tried to help them put out the fire, but it was useless.
他想说，如果烧上天花板就没救了。
And so he thought to himself, if it burned to the ceiling, then it's all gone.
哇，他是他们辛辛苦苦开的店。
And this is their hard work labor.
也是拼很久才有的。
And they work hard just to have this restaurant.
哇，这个弟兄啊，也不管别人怎么想啊。
And so this brother didn't care about what other people think.
大家在那边救火，对不对？
So everybody was trying to put out the fire.
那消防队还没来啊。
So this is before the fire police came.
他就跪，当场就跪下来啊。
And so he immediately knelt down right there.
跟天上的神祷告。
And he was praying to the God in heaven.
哇，你要救我。
And he says, God, you have to save me.
火烧上天花板就没救了。
And that if the fire burned to the ceiling, then this is all gone.
你要给我力量。
That you have to give me the strength.
他祷告完哦。
So after he prayed,
他就站起来。
He stood up.
拿灭火器吗？
And did he go and get the fire extinguisher?
已经没有灭火器可以用了，他们是这样说的。
And they said that they already ran out of the extinguisher.
你知道他做什么事吗？
Do you know what he did?
他说，奉主耶稣圣名叫火熄灭。
He says in the name of Jesus Christ, I put out fire.
非常奇妙。
And so miraculously,
他说，奉主耶稣的圣名叫火熄灭。
So when he says in the name of Jesus Christ, I put out fire.
火就灭了。
The fire then died down.
那当场很多人看到啊，不是只有他们家人看，大家都看到，哇，你们拜了真神怎么那么厉害？
And so everybody there witnessed it, that how amazing the God that he worshipped was.
我们用那么多那个灭火器都没有办法，你奉主耶稣圣名叫我熄灭，然后火就灭了。
And that they've used several cans of fire extinguisher and it was useless, but he was able to put out fire in the name of Lord Jesus.
这个弟兄会行法术吗？
And so does this brother practiced sorcery?
不会啊，他是一个普通的人，那怎么行法术？
He did not. He was just a very ordinary man.
他为什么奉主耶稣圣名叫他熄灭，他就熄灭？
And so why did the fire die down? Because he said in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
天上这位真神是创造宇宙万的真神。
It's because the God in heaven is a God that created the universe.
他可以叫风跟海停住，风跟海浪停住。风跟海浪就停住了。
So he can calm down the wind and the wave with his words.
那他为什么不可以叫火熄灭？
So why couldn't he tell the fire to die?
他当然可以叫火熄灭啊。
So of course he can tell the fire to die down.
像这种见证啊，在世界各地啊，小弟已经听过很多了。
I've heard many testimonies like this everywhere in the world.
所以说基本上这个就是神的能力。
And so this is the strength, the power of God.
在这边有讲到什么，手拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不受害，对不对？
Here mentioned that they can pick up snake with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it should not hurt them.
在台湾啊，这有一个黄文义弟兄。
In Taiwan, there is a brother Huang.
啊，他有一次啊，他要去参加一个啊，到台中啊去参加一个讲习会。
And one time he was traveling to
到一个城市去参加讲习会。
A city to attend a seminar.
那因为他要等传道，所以他就坐在那个，因为那个博爱教会在山上，所以他就坐在那个花圃旁边啊，就坐在那边啊，跟真弟兄姐妹在聊天。
And because he was waiting for the pastor, so he was sitting next to a garden, talking to brothers and sisters.
就他们聊得很愉快啊。
And so they were having a good time talking.
他才发现啊， 因为他在后面，他因为他手没有地方放，他在后面这样子玩那些花草。
And so because he didn't know what to do, so he was playing with the flowers and the plants with his hands.
可是他觉得不对啊。
And so he thought something was wrong.
他已经玩了很久，一种黏黏，怎么有个黏黏冰冰的东西，是什么东西啊？
And he realized that there's something sticky and cold.
越黏越不对。
And so the more he touched it, the more he realized it's not right.
因为山上的人应该是很敏感的。
And they should be very sensitive.
他因为讲话讲得高兴，没有注意啊。
And because he was having a good time talking, so he didn't notice it.
哇，蛇！
And when he noticed, when he realized that it's a snake,
他就跳起来。
And he jumped
up. 哇，一看！
So he turned around and looked.
他说是一只金色的龟壳花。
And so he said that it's a gold
龟壳花毒蛇。
It's a poisonous snake.
龟壳花是很凶猛的。
And so that poisonous snake is very deadly.
你不要玩它，你摸它你就死定了，你还玩它？
And so, not to mention playing with it, you will die if you just barely touch it.
主耶稣帮助他。
And so Lord Jesus helped him.
他在玩的是蛇，那是蛇已经起来哦。
And so he was playing with that snake. The snake's head already came up.
早就可以攻击他喽。
And the snake could have attacked him a long time ago.
主耶稣将那个蛇的嘴巴封起来，他就没有攻击他，他就站在看他，一直瞪他，因为他是很生气，可是又没有办法咬他。
So Lord Jesus already shut the mouth of the snake. So even though the snake was very upset that it did not bite him, because he was playing with the snake for a while,
他才发现不对啊，我在玩的这个东西怎么冰冰黏黏的？
So he played with it for a while, then he realized that whatever he was playing is cold and sticky.
你这个山上人像你这样少一根筋的人还真少。
And I said that people like you, like so insensitive, they're very far, hard to find.
后来他们就把这只蛇解决掉了。
And so then they took care of that snake.
他们奉主耶稣圣名把它解决掉。
And so they took care of that snake in the name of Jesus.
他说那只蛇有4台斤那么重。
And they said that that snake is about
4台斤是多少公斤?
14 About 4 kilo, and it's a very large snake.
诶，为什么他不会受伤啊？
And so why was it that he was not harmed?
甚至在有一个姐妹她被蛇咬了。
And there was even another sister that was bitten by the snake.
全身都黑了。
And that the whole body turned black.
因为没有血清，在山上没有血清。
Because in the mountain there was no antibodies.
靠祷告就好了。
And so they rely on the prayer.
那不可能是，因为她已经全身都黑了。
And it should have been useless because she already turned black.
为什么这样？
So why was that?
因为有神迹。
Because there was miracle.
一间得救的教有神迹。
A church of salvation has miracles.
所以一间得救的教一定要真理、圣灵、神迹。
So a church of salvation must have the truth, the Holy Spirit, and miracles.
那它是有个顺序性的哦。
And so that needs to be in order.
因为它有真理。
Because it has truth.
所以神会赐给它圣灵。
So God will give it the Holy Spirit.
因为你有真理跟圣灵，你要去传福音，所以神就让神迹随着。
Because you have the truth and the Holy Spirit, so when you preach the gospel, God will accompany you with signs.
你不可以颠倒过来看哦。
So it cannot be reversed.
你不可以说这间教会有神迹，哇，这个有奇事，所以这间教会就是得救的教会，不是哦。
And so you cannot say that because this church has signs and wonders, it must be the true church.
刚才耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say earlier?
就是说有人奉我的名赶鬼，有人奉我的名行奇事。 主耶稣说我不认识他们。
And Jesus said that there are people that perform miracles and wonders in his name, but he did not know them.
他们奉主耶稣的名赶鬼哦。
So they cast out demon with the name of Jesus.
他们也奉主耶稣的名行奇事哦。
They also perform wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus.
看起来像神迹。
So it seems like it's miracle.
可是他能得救吗？
But can he be saved?
他没有办法得救。
He cannot be saved.
因为神爱世上的人。
Because God loves the
就算你今天不认识耶稣。
So even if you don't know Jesus today,
还是亚当
You're still descendants of Adam and Eve.
还是神所创造的。
You are still created by God.
神依然爱我们。
God still loves you.
虽然你不是得救的信徒。
So even though you're not a chosen believer to be saved,
主耶稣还是会医治你。
But Jesus will still heal you.
主耶稣还是会帮助你。
Jesus will still help you.
这是普遍性的恩典。
And so this is a very general blessing.
就要像太阳。
Just like the sun.
太阳难道说啊，这个是坏人，说不要跟你照啊，这是好人就照，难道这样吗？
So does the sun only shine on good man and not evil man?
日头给好人也给坏人。
And so the sun shines on good and evil men.
雨水给公义的人也给不义的人嘛。
And so the rain also showers down on righteous and also unrighteous men.
因为神总是要给所有的人机会。
Because God wants to give everybody opportunities.
神爱世界上所有的人。
God loves everybody in the world.
所以虽然你不是信，你不是真正得救，可是神还是会听你的祷告呢。
So even though you are not saved, but God will still listen to your prayers.
可是这不包括最后得救的审判。
But that does not include the judgment day.
那是特别的恩典。
And that is a special kind of blessing.
在末日审判的时候。
And the judgment of the last day.
只有遵守真理而得到圣灵的人可以得救。
So only those who obey the truth and receive the Holy Spirit can be saved.
我跟那个年轻人讲。
So this is what I told that young man.
真耶稣教会有真理。
That True Jesus Church has the truth.
真耶稣教会有圣灵。
True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会有神迹。
And True Jesus Church has signs and miracles.
真耶稣教会是一间得救的教会。
So True Jesus Church is a church of salvation.
那你要去哪里呢？你要去哪里找一间得救的教会呢？
So where else would you go to find a church of salvation?
你已经找到了。
You've already found it.
你不要再乱跑了。
And so don't go anywhere.
我们也在找得救的教会啊。
And that we're also looking for a church of salvation.
传道到处去都在找得救的教会啊。
The pastors traveling everywhere is looking for a church of salvation.
目前我们没有找到第二间得救的教会。
But so far we've not been able to find another church of salvation.
我们很多的慕道朋友，他们刚开始来真耶稣教会的时候，他们也说他们要找找看。
And there are a lot of truth seekers when they first came to church. They say they want to go out and look for it.
可是他们绕了一圈又回来。
But they've go wander and they eventually come back.
因为这边可以得救。
Because only you can be saved here.
既然这边是一个得救的教会。
So if this is a church of salvation,
我们就应该好好的追寻。
Then we have to pursue it.
因为神在这里。
Because the Lord is here.
耶稣是真的。
Jesus is real.
耶稣是唯一的真神。
Jesus is the one and true only God.
以后有审判。
There will be judgment day.
也只有唯一可以去的地方就是天国。
So the only place that you can go to is heaven.
不然就是下地狱。
Otherwise, you will have to go to hell.
这中间没有什么模糊地带。
So there's no gray zone in between.
我们的生命是我们的。
So our life belongs to us.
决定权现在在我们的手中。
And that, the decision is in our hands.
你来查考吧。
So go ahead and come and study.
我那天有讲，你来查考，你不会有任何的损失。
I've mentioned before that if you study the truth, you have nothing to lose.
不过我跟你保证，这份信仰是真的。
But I can guarantee that this faith is real.
真耶稣教会可以让你得救。
And that True Jesus Church can lead you to salvation.
这确实绝对的。
So this is absolutely the truth.
各位亲爱的朋友来了。
So our dear friends, go ahead and come.
你不用急着洗礼。
You don't have to be rushed to be baptized.
你听懂的洗礼是可以。我的意思是说。你来，你不用担心说哈，我们就会叫你洗礼，你不用担心。
So what I'm saying is, do not worry that we will force you to baptism because you came to believe.
真耶稣教会不做这种事的。
And so we don't do such things at True Jesus Church.
你听懂道理的。
So once you understand the truth,
你自己就知道你要洗礼。
Then you will know that you need to be baptized.
那个时候时间就到了。
Then the time comes.
愿主耶稣祝大家。
So may the Lord bless everyone.
唱诗，366首。
Sing hymn 366.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们对主耶稣要有信心。
So we must have faith toward Jesus.
真耶稣教会是一间得救的教会。
True Jesus Church is a church of salvation.
你来这边祷告，神要垂听你的祷告。
When you come here to pray, God will listen to your prayers.
只要你愿意。
As long as you're willing.
这绝对是真实的。
So this is real.
你想，为什么这么多人在这边得到神的应许？
Think about why so many people receive God's promise here.
别人可以，我也可以啊。
So if other people can receive it, so can I.
虽然神有神的时间。
Even though God has His timing.
只要我们对神有信心。
So as long as we have faith towards Him.
小弟曾经为一个姐妹啊祷告了十几年。
I once prayed for a sister for more than a decade.
十几年啊。
For more than a decade.
她告诉我说，传道什么时候才结束？
And he asked me, Pastor, when is this going to be over?
我跟他讲，神一定会帮助你。
I told her that God will surely help you.
十几年以后，神帮他解决他最痛苦的问题。
So after more than a decade, God solves the most painful problem.
为什么神要等十几年？
So why did God wait for more than a decade?
如果我们神没有等那十几年，
If God did not wait for all that time,
他就没有办法坐在下面听神的福音了。
And then he cannot sit there and listen to God's words.
他刚来信耶稣的时候，他家人反对。
So when he first came to believe, her family was against it.
不过因为他的困难家，他家人不敢断然拒绝他来教会。
So because of her trouble, her family did not dare to stop her from coming to church.
一直到他家人可以接受了。
So it wasn't until her family can accept it.
他的困难也解决了。
Then her problem was solved.
神的智慧高过人的智慧。
So God's wisdom surpasses human's wisdom.
神的道路高过人的道路。
God's way is higher than human's way.
谁知道神明天要怎么带领呢？
So we don't know how God will lead us tomorrow.
不过我们只要对主耶稣有信心。
But as long as we have faith towards Lord Jesus.
这边是一个得救的地方。
This is a place of salvation.
你只管来跟主耶稣求。
So you go ahead and come and pray to Jesus.
我们有没有第一次来教会的？
So anyone that's here for the first time?
没有。那我们都知道。哎呦，好，那我稍微讲一下我们怎么祷告。
So let me introduce to you how we pray.
祷告很简单。
So prayer is very easy.
你只要虔诚的跪在神的面前。
And so you do is kneel before God with a humble heart.
等一下你到前面来。
So in a little bit, you will come to the front.
你虔诚的跪在神的面前。
And so you kneel down humbly before God.
你不是跟我跪哦。
So you're not kneel down before me.
你是跟神跪。
You're actually kneeling down before God.
我们不跪人的。
So we don't kneel before men.
我们只跪神。
We only kneel before God.
这是人应该的。
So this is something a man should do.
因为我们敬畏神。
Because we fear God.
所以我们就跪在神面前。
And so we kneel before God.
你真的没有办法跪，没有关系。
So if you for some reason can't kneel down, it's okay.
你可以坐在第一排。
So you can sit in the first row.
我们依然会帮你祝福代祷。
We will also pray and bless you.
那你闭上眼睛。
So you close your eyes.
闭上眼睛只是为了要专心。
So you close your eyes so you can focus.
你一定要专心祷告。
You have to focus and pray.
我曾经遇到一个小朋友。
I've once met a little child.
他都不认真祷告。
And that he does not take prayer seriously.
他在跪在这个。
So he always kneel right there.
那传道走到哪里，他就看到哪里。
So wherever the pastor goes, his eyes will wander.
他认真看传道。
So he focused on paying attention to the pastor.
传道看他都不专心，所以就不帮他按手祷告。
And so the pastor sees that he doesn't pay attention and pray, so he would not lay hands on him.
搞了半天，他是很奇怪，为什么传道都不帮我按手祷告
？And so he was wondering how come the pastor never put his hands on me.
后来他终于受不了了。
And finally, he couldn't stand it anymore.
传道从他旁边走过去啊。
So the pastor walked right by him.
他抓住传道啊。
And so he grabbed the pastor and pointed to his head.
为什么你都帮他按手，你不帮我按手
？And he said,
传道很生气啊，你都不专心来帮你按手。
And so he said, how come you lay hands on everybody else and not me? And the pastor was mad and said,
你自己不专心。
It's because you don't focus and pray.
哇，传道他生气啊，他很生气哎。
And so the child was very upset and says, how come you don't lay hands on me?
传道更生气啊，你这样可以帮你按手吗？
And so the pastor is even more mad and says, how can I lay hands on somebody like you?
小朋友就是这样。
And so this is how kids are.
我们闭上眼睛的目的只是为了专心。
So when we close our eyes, because we want to be focused.
那你就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so you say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
那我们奉主，我们因为我们跟主耶稣祷告，当然我们就奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so because we're praying to Jesus, so of course we pray in His name.
那我们就重复哈。第一句要念奉主耶稣圣名祷告那样，然后不断的念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，一直念。
And so you first say in the name of Jesus Christ I pray, then you repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus, Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，这是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means to praise God.
你一定要念出来。
So you have to say it out loud.
你一定要念，把它念出来，要念清楚。
And so you have to say it clearly and say it loudly.
好，你就念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
So you say Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
当然，你有什么苦或者你有什么请求，你要求圣灵，你心里面可以用。心里面跟神沟通。
So if you have any requests or anything you want to pray to God, you can say in your heart.
啊，你可以跟神讲，你什么话都跟神讲。
And you can say whatever you want to God.
神不会出卖你。
So God will never betray you.
然后啊，最后呢，我们你会听到按铃的声音啊。
And finally, you will hear the bell ring.
那我们就结束。
And that'll conclude the prayer.
那我们会唱一首短短的诗歌。
And then we'll sing a hymn.
你不会唱没关系，你就欣赏就好。
And if you don't know how to sing, it's okay. You can just listen.
然后我们到最后就会说阿门。
And the end, we will say amen.
啊，表示我们刚才说祷告是实实在在，我们跟神祷告是实实在在。
And that means everything we pray to God is honest and real.
我们的赞美，我们的请求都是实在的。
And that all of our praises and all of our requests is real.
如果你得到圣灵。
If you have the Holy Spirit,
你舌头会自动跳动。
Your tongue will naturally move.
如果你发现你舌头已经在跳动了，有在跳动了。
So if you notice that your tongue is already moving,
你不要一直想要又把它念得更清楚一点。
And so don't try to force it and say it clearly.
你就顺着它念就好了，它自己会跳动。
And so your tongue will move and just go with it.
那个就是方言。
And so that is the new tongue.
那我们现在要来祷告。
So now we'll kneel down and pray.
请我们所有亲戚朋友到前面来。
We ask all our family and friends to come to the front.
那请带来的亲戚朋友的弟兄姐妹一起跟他们到前面来祷告。
And we ask the brothers and sisters that brought them to also come to the front.
请我们所有弟兄姐妹要为这些人祷告。
And all the brothers and sisters, and please pray for them.
那么小朋友到前面来祷告要专心。
And all the little children, when you come to the front to pray, you have to pay attention.
我们从跪下啊，我们的圣职人会帮大家按手祝福。
Our holy workers will lay hands and bless you.
那是一种按手，是一种祝福。
Lay hands is a form of blessing.
好，那我们一同跪下来祷告。
So we'll kneel down and pray together. 谢谢。